8:13 on a really nice looking Tuesday, and all the more exciting and happiness out in Mayport, where hundreds of local families will be made whole again as they anxiously await the return of USS Mason. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News, Jax Alexis Clevenger checks in live from Mayport. You're about to head out to the dock line and ultimately see those families reunited. I would imagine that anticipation is really high right now.
Yeah, it's certainly such a special moment for those sailors to be reunited with their families again. Now, we are expecting the ship to arrive about 9:30 this morning, so we still have some time to wait. Yeah, we still are on our way headed to the dock. But the USS Mason was deployed. This was a 9-month-long deployment, so all of these sailors will be returning back home. The Navy destroyer was deployed in the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and the Mediterranean Sea, and they were supporting freedom of navigation efforts and the free flow of global commerce. But again, like you mentioned, a really special moment and special coming for everyone.
Yeah, and I would imagine there's always going to be some youngins who get to see dad and mom sometimes for the first time. We always love those stories, and we'll be able to see from you a little bit later today on Action News Jax at noon some of those warm embraces that happen. We'll certainly be pulling some of the stories together for our later newscast so we hear from those family members. Alexis, thanks. And the other part of the story that is noteworthy is all of the activity that USS Mason was involved in. Shot down multiple drones and missiles fired by Houthi rebels. The Mason and also the USS Kearney, which returned in late May, were both very active in that region. And if you saw CBS News Sunday morning, they profiled the work of USS Kearney. Some pretty incredible storytelling coming from the crew members and the commander on board USS Kearney. So welcome home, USS Mason, and for those families finally being whole once again after 9 long months. 8:15 on the Tuesday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.